tuned to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. Hope everybody had a great weekend. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you everywhere you need to go. Great weekend for two reasons. First of all, open your heart here in Bismarck. On KFIRE, we set a brand new record for Open Your Heart with over $31,000 raised to help the needy around the Bismarck area. Also, the Bison, big win over the weekend. But, Scott, that's a little bit of a tempered victory, as Craig Bull says he's leaving.
Yeah, so the big story of the weekend, without question, the decision by NDSU coach Craig Bull to depart for an FBS school, Wyoming, and $1 million pay hike per year. A lot of folks questioned when it was announced because it came out Saturday shortly after the Bison won the game, and it was amazing. I think actually there's two stories of the weekend that, that are big. One, obviously, Craig Bull's decision to leave. And we'd like your reaction to that, by the way, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. To me, a bigger story than even his leaving was the Bison fans' reaction to his leaving. And social media blew up Saturday night with this news, and I monitored it until about 1:30 in the morning on Saturday night and spent a good deal yesterday of time paying attention to it, too. It was a lot of it was really cruel towards the decision of Craig Bull. And not exactly, I don't think, a good Bison moment at all. A lot of folks really just flat out bitter about the timing and why is he leaving. And selfish is the word I kept coming back with. Profanity and, just all kinds of really rude things, which, is amazing to me. I mean, the timing, I think, is the question, Steve, a lot of folks are asking about. But if you're Wyoming and you're going to fork out $1.5 million for a coach and you have a program that is in need of, some reviving, you've sort of got to let your recruits know you've got a new coach coming in and who that coach is, right? So, I mean, I think ideally folks say, well, why not just wait till after the season? Well, after the season, for the team he's going to.
Yeah, but the question is whose season?
Right. I mean, the Wyoming season's over with already. So, it was just, to me, Bison fans, if you disagree with this, that's why we have a very important question we ask at the beginning of every my reaction to the Bison fans' reaction was, this is really unbecoming. This is selfish. This is childish. And by the way, I would add just a side note, an indictment, I think, of the pitfalls of social media. Just because you can react instantly doesn't mean you should. You know what I mean? I wonder if some of those folks that are posting some of the things they did think better of those today. But, good for Craig Bull. 11 years, turned this program around, two national championships. They're in the middle of a title run for a third. How you couldn't be anything but happy for Craig Bull is beyond me. And very selfish to think any other way of what's he going there and people looking down their nose at Wyoming and, I don't know. I was blown away by the reaction, Steve. Were you?
Absolutely. How do you not be, first of all, grateful as a Bison fan and thankful for somebody who rebuilt a program, for all intents and purposes, is making that step up to Division I? You're starting over. You have a coach that not only faced that challenge and stuck through that. He knew what he was getting into when he stayed to get to that next level. There were going to be some lean years, and the Bison went through those lean years. Nothing but praise for the effort that he did to get to that next level, and now you're looking at potentially three national championships in a row? What do you people want? What? I was dumbfounded by the reaction in social media.
Yeah, I was too. I really was, and it was not a good Bison moment. So
you have legitimate expectations as a Bison fan. If you're complaining about a coach stepping up to the next level, and first of all, anybody out there, raise your hand if you honestly can say, yeah, I would not take a $450,000 raise. Yeah, I don't want one. I'm good.
Well, double it. It's a million-dollar raise. It's a million-dollar raise. He will, you know, to total in his pocket will be about $1 million more than it was as a, you're exactly right. You know, step up to the plate if you think that's a crazy idea. Oh, $1 million hike. Who would want that? You know, and a lot of the negative reaction seems to be to the timing of this. Jeff Kolpak, who's a beat writer for the Fargo Forum, wrote, the big question I have with Bull leaving, why couldn't it wait until after the season? Another example that it's all business in this game is what he wrote.
Well, it is a business. When you start looking at people complaining about, well, why couldn't he wait until the season was done? Well, his new employer's season is done. Wyoming needs to move on. It is a business. Kudos to Craig Bull for sticking with the Bison to get through this playoff run. But, you know, his allegiance is very soon going to be tied to Wyoming. And he needs to get working on that Wyoming program because 3 weeks to a month of delay could cost you a season as you're taking over that new program when it comes to recruiting.
Levi said on our Facebook page, I think it's the fact that players didn't know and then speculation reports that he was done immediately. But typical in today's society, you're guilty and then innocent. Gene Taylor had a press conference yesterday, the athletic director at NDSU, and said, you know, we're really not happy about the way the players found out. We plan on telling them Sunday morning, and in retrospect probably should have done it on Saturday night because a CBS reporter leaked that he got the job, and then it got out, and, you know, obviously the team found out in social media, so it wasn't ideal. But welcome to, again, a 21st century world when, you know, this news leaks and lines up with it, you know. I think this actually could end up being a motivator for the team. I mean, he's going to stay as the coach, and, you know, he got a big group of seniors that want to send him out with a win. He'll want to send them out with a win, and, you know, but I couldn't agree anymore. Again, it's selfish to say, well, why couldn't it wait till after the season? Well, if you're Wyoming, two things I'd say. One, as you point out, if you're Wyoming, you've got a job to do. You've got to build a program and start getting recruits right now. They want to know who the coach is going to be. Number two, you know, is it fair really for Bison recruits not to know who the coach is going to be? Because it's a crucial recruiting period that's going on right now, right? So, full disclosure would be the ethical thing to do for the incoming Bison players as well. And whoever that coach is going to be, they're talking about even having a coach in place before they're done. Anyway, that's some of our reaction. Want yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. With your email questions or comments, and we want to know, number one, what you think of the decision by Coach Bull to leave for greener pastures in Wyoming and $1 million pay hike, and also if you share our concern for the reaction to this. It's the ugly instant reaction by some Bison fans to the coach's departure gives me another reason to be very concerned about the impact of social media. Just because you can react instantly doesn't mean you should. In my view, and this is a prime example where this is not exactly a good thing because it's just downright vile. It really gets pretty ugly. Tell us if you agree or disagree. Go ahead.
Some of the social media, though, I am absolutely aghast at some of this, and we can't read a lot of the stuff that's been popping up just for the simple fact that it's laced with profanity and these can't be real Bison fans. These cannot be legitimate Bison fans who are complaining about the job he did with the program. He brought you two, possibly three national championships. And we can't even read half the stuff that's popped up on social media.
Yeah, F you, you know, you sell out. I hope you get raped and hit by a bus. Wyoming, I hope you guys still suck. Once you get Bull, you won't understand his coaching because you're not good enough. Craig Bull, you have my permission to never show your face again. Given the circumstance, you have no stance to cry. Thanks for going.
Thank you. Best of luck in your new endeavor because...
How about thanks for the memories? How about thanks for a great run? How about,
These are the people that don't appreciate what a coach like Craig Bull has done for a program like NDSU. And if I'm NDSU, these are people that I don't want on my season ticket list. Go away.
Yes, Bull has done a lot for NDSU, says another, but how he went about this new opportunity was all wrong. there again. How do you go about it differently? If you're Coach Bull, Paul says on our Facebook page, I can't blame a guy for taking a great offer. We should be wishing him success and thanking him for what he did here. No kidding. Thanks. Number one, a lot of great memories, a lot of great success. 11 years, quite a turnaround, you know, transition from D2 to D1, all of that. And thanks for the memories and good luck. Wish you well. Unbelievable. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll get your reaction when we come back. By the way, we told you we have some great guests on the program today, including Dr. John Lott on the plastic gun ban. That'll be a beauty next hour. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hillen. This is What's on Your Mind. Tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian in Jamestown. Happy Monday. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I guess people, you know, I don't agree with, you know, using profanities and this and that about, you know, oh, I hope you never come back. You know, realistically, he's a heck of a coach, and I think really kind of the thorn in everyone's side is that you got all the seniors leaving this year. They're talking about taking most of his coaching staff and himself going someplace else. I got to admit, when I heard the news, I was heartbroken. I mean, how are you supposed to feel about something like that? And You know, I've been to the Bison games before. It's some of the best fun you're going to have in North Dakota is go to a Bison game. And I don't know, just kind of speechless. That's all.
But how do you have ill will? How would anybody have ill will against a coach that has brought you two national championships from a brand new program right out of the gate, stepping up that next level, which is hard enough on its own? And most programs don't have the success that is being built upon with the Bison. And honestly, unless they get in their own way, I don't see them not having a third national championship. How do you not build on that resume? The only question I've got is, why Wyoming? I know he's got ties to Wyoming, but with all the coaching vacancies out there, why not a bigger program? Especially with his pedigree to Nebraska and the Big 12, why not a bigger program? That's the question I have, is why wasn't Craig Bohl targeted for a bigger job than Wyoming? Not to downplay Wyoming, but there are some bigger schools out there that have needs.
Steve in Devil's Lake, you're next. What's on your mind, Steve?
You know, coaches are supposed to go out when they're on the top of their game, and Craig Bohl's leaving when he's on the top of his game. I mean, he turned that program around. He made him unbelievably great. And, you know, this handful, I know it looks like a lot, but this handful of clowns that are saying bad things, these are the same people. If he lost six games, they'd want him fired. So, I mean, it's business. Craig Bohl's got to, you know, he's an incredible coach. He's going to go places. And, that, I mean, when they come in, when he came into NDSU, they needed help. There's another guy out there that can get him going.
You know, from a selfish standpoint, I'm kind of glad to see him go, just because being a Sioux fan, I think I might have a little bit better chance to compete against the Bison here in the near future.
The Sioux fans would never do this to a coach. See, that's because, you know, they're just incredible fans.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Tongue in cheek as that may be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did remember the rather childish reaction to the news that College Game Day was coming to be part of a Saturday in Fargo. Remember, and they announced it was going to be downtown, and all the fans went ballistic because it sort of interrupted the tailgating fans. So, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of a trend with the Bison fans, but I think in general sports fans can get a little selfish, and this is another example of it.
You know, over the weekend, ESPN was running through some of their best memories from handing out their version of some awards and the best memories over this season. And the best on location for game day? Guess who was in the discussion? Fargo, North Dakota. It was. So, and they want to come back. Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Your feelings, how do you feel about Craig Bohl leaving? Do you discount the way he's leaving, or is it just a business? Are you thankful for the memories? I don't know how you're not. John in Glendon, what's on your mind today?
I knew he had to be leaving. I thought he'd leave for a bigger venue, you know, Big Ten, Southeast Conference, stuff like this. But I guess you got to start somewhere. He's not done going. He's going to get this one done. He's going to get a bigger step going. I really believe in him. I'm so impressed with the coaching staff and their second half and stuff like this is phenomenal. I'm really disappointed in the social media type of thing. Because, you know, it's too easy to say bad things when you aren't talking face to face with somebody. You know, the text, the bullying, the Facebook stuff like this, it's just too easy, you know. If you're going to be a man, say something if you don't like him face to face. It just fries me, you know. So I try and stay away from that as much as possible. So, but I thought he'd be going for a different place. Could he have done it in a different way? I don't know. Personally, it would have been nice to be after the season, but I understand why. You know, I understand why. So,
you know, John, your points on social media and that lack of, the ability to just say whatever you want and not have to face anybody to say it, it's dangerous. It's poisonous. It's, it's really ugly. And we definitely saw that this weekend. And, that, you know, like I say, there's pros and there's cons, but I tell you what, the ability to instantly react and not have a governor is definitely on the con side for social media. It was an ugly time.
If you've got something to say, have some cojones and go face to face and say it, you know. But you got to be face to face with them, you know. If you're hiding behind a Twitter account or Facebook or something like this, it's like a letter to the editor that isn't signed. You throw it in the garbage. You know, it's worthless. It means nothing. So that's my 2 points and 2 cents worth, and have a good Christmas.
Well said, John. Thank you for the call. 800-228-0550. Listen to Craig Bohl at the press conference yesterday in Wyoming talking about his love for NDSU and the program, and then contrast that with some of the childish, petty reactions. Kind of sad.
I'm looking forward to being your head football coach, and we'll visit later. And thanks for being here, guys. Also want to acknowledge a big reason why I have had the opportunity to be here is because of an exceptionally remarkable group of men that are at North Dakota State. And I told myself I wasn't going to cry. But anyhow, a really remarkable group of guys and a tremendous football team. And I know coaches come and go and things like that. But I want to say thanks to our players back there. And also want to say thanks to Gene Taylor for hiring a guy who had never been a head coach before and taking a chance on me. And our partnership has been phenomenal. And so I want to say thanks to Gene. And we're going to move on. And
there you get a little sense of the heart of Craig Bohl giving the credit, you know, for his getting this big time job. You know, and it you don't think it's big time. Ask how many people you know that have ever gotten $1 million pay raise. I mean, it's you know, it might not be a Big Ten school, a Big 12 school, but it is an FBS school and one with the ability to pay a guy $1.5 million a year. You know, 85 scholarships and everything that comes with it. And where does the credit go from the coach? Not me, I, but to the students, the players, to Gene Taylor, to the program. So, you know, I think that speaks volumes about the character of Craig Bohl, and even more so gives us a contrast to this childish reaction from some. Not all, I mean, but I think enough that it's worthy of talking about here a little bit. You know what I mean? When we come back, we're going to chat with Mack Schneider and get his reaction. Mack is, of course, the Democrat from Grand Forks, Senate Minority Leader. We'll get his reaction to Governor Dalrymple's Property Tax Reform Task Force that dominated much of our discussion last week. Stay tuned for that when we come back. What's on your mind?
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This portion of What's in Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Next hour, Dr. John Lott will join us, author of More Guns, Less Crime, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. There is a plastic gun ban, which is set to expire this week. We're going to talk a little bit about that, raising some rather ridiculous issues. And also, should the federal government be able to ban undetectable firearms? So we'll tackle that topic. Welcome your input on it with John Lott coming up. More of your reaction to Craig Bowles' departure from NDSU. By the way, the Bison have the early game on Saturday. They play at 11 a.m., and that'll be on ESPN this weekend, the big ESPN. So they landed the early game, but they land a prime spot on the network as well. More proof, I guess, of the Bowl tenure and what it's accomplished for NDSU when you think about that. Pretty amazing bit of real estate there. So anyway, right now we're going to talk a little bit about the story that dominated some headlines last week, and that is Governor Jack Dalrymple's effort at a property tax reform task force to sit down and tackle the issues that we hear about from a lot of our listeners. Wanted to get the Democratic perspective on the Republican governor's initiative, and so we asked North Dakota Senate Minority Leader Mac Schneider, who's a Democrat from Grand Forks, to join us on the program today for his reaction. Mac, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad to have you. So let's just start with this, you know, first the reaction to the task force as a way to tackle the issues that constituents in North Dakota are concerned about. Is this the right approach?
Well, we're open to new ideas wherever they come from, and certainly we hope that there are some new ideas that are generated through this task force. I guess the question that I had when this task force was announced was whether the legislature is going to be open to those new ideas. Just to rattle off a few of the property tax relief proposals that were defeated last session, there was an interim bill, bipartisan bill approved by the Interim Taxation Committee that would have exempted the first $75,000 from the value of a primary residence from taxation. Again, got the interim committee's approval and was summarily defeated in the House. So that was rejected. There are bills that Senator Dotson, former chair of the Tax and Finance Committee in the state Senate, introduced that would have exempted even larger amount from an individual's primary residence, cutting most people's property tax bills by half. That was defeated as well. And so certainly we're open to new ideas, but we think the legislature needs to be receptive to those new ideas once they're announced.
Mac, do you think that Al Carlson came out and said he wasn't a fan of this? Is there a duplication of process here? Is it more a case of just, hey, more ideas coming into the system? Or should the legislature be concerned that they didn't get some of the things done that people of North Dakota may have thought that should have been done?
Yeah, I think the way the session ended was indicative of the majority's lack of a good grasp on property tax relief. you had Representative Carlson in the House almost literally at the 11th hour, Steve, defeating the K-12 funding bill. That threw the remaining hours of the session into chaos. We were throwing around $100 million appropriations and tax cut packages essentially by the seat of our pants. And so it's really not surprising when you have that chaotic process as the clock is ticking down at the any moments of the legislative session that you have a property tax relief proposal that people really aren't that pleased about. And so the legislative majority here has had a lot of opportunities to get it right. They've rejected a lot of good ideas. I think Representative Carlson's comments that you just mentioned are indicative of an unwillingness to consider new things and new approaches. And so that's my concern with what happens with this this committee and this tax task force. Where's this going to go in the if Al Carlson is unreceptive to it at the start?
We're talking with Max Schneider, North Dakota Senate Minority Leader, Democrat out of Grand Forks. If you'd like to weigh in on the governor's property tax reform task force announced by Governor Dalrymple last week, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mac, to me it comes down, a lot of people I've talked to, relief versus reform. Do you feel that the governor's office is trying to circumvent a reemergence of measure number two? Because a lot of people wanted that reform, not necessarily the relief. Measure two was voted down last time because I think North Dakotans understand that we need a balanced tax plan, but there does need to be relief tempered with reform. Does it come down to the question of relief versus reform here?
I think that's a good question. And in some ways, it's largely academic. I think if we were providing significant relief, you know, exempting a certain percentage of the value of a primary residence, for example, something that I've been supportive of on multiple occasions in the past, if we were taking that approach and we provided relief that people could take to the bank, I think they would be less concerned about any kind of reform. Now, we can always look at ways to tighten our belts. We can always look at ways where the state can help out local taxing entities to make sure that they're providing services more efficiently. Some good ideas in that regard are generated from the task force. I maintain an open mind to those, and I would urge my colleagues in the majority to do the same.
Email question for you asks why only one Democrat showed up for the two-day interim tax committee meeting last month, yet there's complaints about not having anybody on the governor's task force.
I'm not even sure if that's – I'll take the caller or the emailer at his word. I'm not sure if that's the case. We have very active members of the task committee. Senator Jim Dodsenrod, as I mentioned, one of the most knowledgeable members of the legislature when it comes to tax policy. He has had proposals that would have provided a much deeper property tax cut for most homeowners here in North Dakota than the majority's proposals have in the past two legislative sessions. So I'm not on the interim tax committee. I wasn't at that committee for that reason. I can't really speak to the facts of that.
Another question, just, you know, there's a lot of talk about the group that brought Measure 2 forward last time, all the meetings they're having around the state, bringing something else forward. Farm Bureau's talking about bringing something forward in the way of a ballot initiative. Pretty much a foregone conclusion, there'll be something related to property tax relief and or a change completely, reform on the ballot. Is that a good approach? What is your thought on the ballot initiatives and a second bite at the apple on property taxes?
Well, I think the fact that these ballot initiatives are going forward and in some ways gaining steam is a testament to the fact that we haven't done our jobs as legislators when it comes to property tax relief. And you look at all the good ideas that have been shot down in the past, it's no surprise that those ballot measures are going forward. Again, I think it's part of the lack of focus on the part of the legislative majority. There was a bill, and reasonable people can disagree about this, Scott, but we're talking property taxes today. There was a bill that would have cut, that did end up cutting $250 million, providing $250 million in corporate and personal income tax cuts. We had a floor amendment in the Senate, a minority floor amendment. It would have redirected that $250 million into deeper property tax cuts. That floor amendment was defeated. And so I think there's a lack of focus on providing deeper property tax cuts. We had an additional $250 million in property tax relief. Maybe we wouldn't have those ballot measures going forward.
So just so I'm clear, you would like to see a larger line item for tax relief? Because obviously this legislature put forward, you know, nearly $1 billion in tax relief. In fact, I am the proud recipient of a 25% reduction in the property taxes. I actually like the way that it's listed. So you can see, okay, where is my relief coming in? And I have a 25% reduction. I actually got from a listener this weekend said the same thing. So I just want to be clear. Are you suggesting that that number wasn't big enough, that there ought to be more tax relief?
I think if you ask most people, Scott, and I put myself in that category, would you rather have a deeper property tax cut or would you rather have a very minor income tax cut? I think they'd want the bigger property tax relief. So we were talking dollar for dollar, same amount of tax relief. It was just about where it goes. We as a Dem and Bail caucus voted for $250 million in additional property tax cuts, deeper property tax relief. Majority voted for corporate and personal income tax reductions. Again, reasonable people can disagree on that, but we prefer deeper property tax cuts.
The other thing I want to ask you, Mac, is Steve asked you the question earlier about reform versus the relief, there were a number of proposals that didn't make it through the Senate that would have had some better control on the local subdivision spending.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of folks see that total tab and don't see enough of it getting down to the taxpayer, and they blame county commissions, city councils, school boards for spending too much. Do you share that concern that the local subdivisions are spending too much and that's one of the reasons the relief is getting chewed up?
Well, I think there are always ways that state elected officials and those of us in the legislature can work together with county commissioners and others to make sure that we're providing services efficiently. I think that there's a germ of an idea out there, the county levy for human services, about $47 million in property taxes statewide. My understanding is that the North Dakota Association of Counties would like to see the state take on an increased role in funding that. And I think in talking to the county commissioners that I know, these aren't spendthrifts. These are not people who enjoy spending taxpayer dollars for the fun of it. But you look at places like Williams County, the tremendous challenges that are going on out there, I don't think they want somebody from Grand Forks coming in to Bismarck once every 2 years telling them how they can spend funds to deal with public safety, deal with challenges to infrastructure and the oil patch. I don't think that would be a good approach. And so I'm a fan of working cooperatively rather than dictating to someone in Williston how they should do their jobs.
Mac, there is a big difference between Eastern North Dakota and Western North Dakota because of what's going on in the oil patch. One of the big concerns, valuations. How do you keep control of valuations when you're looking at such a big disparity between the eastern part of the state and what's going on in the oil patch in Western North Dakota? You're looking at an $85,000 house that may be valued on the market with a market value of $350,000 now. How do you get around some of that?
That is the rub, Steve. That has been part of the frustration amongst homeowners is that as the legislature has bought down the local K-12 mill levy, valuations in a lot of cases have eaten right through that. Certainly in Western North Dakota, where you've seen property increase dramatically in value. And so I think we need to look at additional ways to provide property tax relief that people are going to feel. I think the buy-down approach, I certainly voted for it. I think we need to continue it. But beyond that, we need to focus on residential relief. The buy-down, that goes to everyone, and that's great. Everybody should get a property tax. Business owners, large businesses, small businesses, homeowners, that's fine. But beyond that, I think what we can do to make sure that the relief isn't outstripped by the increase in valuation, provide a
hold that thought, if you would, Mac. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break, and Mark's waiting to ask you a question, too. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond. We're chatting with Mac Schneider and more of our conversation after this break. Don't go away. Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chasers Alley. There's open ice skating. There's ice cream, social cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for North Dakota Senate Minority Leader Mac Schneider, Democrat from Grand Forks, concerning property tax relief reform, whatever may wind up being the case as announced by the governor's task force on the issue. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Apache sprayers. Here's what one owner said about the Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer power-to-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayers, the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can see them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota.
And this part of the program also brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Chat with Mac Schneider. Mac is a Democrat from Grand Forks, the Senate Minority Leader, And we're talking about last week's decision to have a property tax task force. And questions or comments for Mac, welcome in our final segment here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Mark in Grand Forks had a question for Senator Schneider on property taxes. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I just heard a little news report on the radio on another station. One of the members of the task force was saying that, quote, tax reform is an emotional issue. We need to take the emotion out and get down to some raw data. Now, this, you have to read between the lines, but what he's really saying is that the people, the average citizen in North Dakota, really is an emotional, irresponsible child. They're part of a mob. And we, the tax commission, the task force, are the adults in the room. But actually, I think it's the other way around, because the last legislative session, at the end, they had actually spent all the money, they had a budget deficit, and then they had to pass a piece of legislation to cover up that deficit. And, of course, we have spent $2 billion just in the oil counties alone, subsidizing many projects that could have been paid for by the private sector. So we've seen an exponential growth of government and government spending as a result of this, quote-unquote, free market oil boom. So, actually, the children, see, in Dalrymple's task force need to be put in their proper place, and the best way to do that would be to take away their ability to threaten our private property rights with their profligate spending. So abolish property taxes in North Dakota. Go to M2.com and get involved. Thank you.
All right. I didn't really hear a question in there from Mark, but you have plenty to respond to there, probably, Senator. Maybe the basic premise that spending is threatening property in North Dakota, and obviously Democrats more often than not want to spend more than Republicans. So is he right that spending is a threat to property owners?
Well, I reject the premise of that statement, Scott. But I will say that we as the MNDL caucus have brought forward many and many significant ways of cutting property taxes to make this less of an emotional issue. And I agree it is. I mean, when you're taxing somebody's home where they live, where their families are raised, it can get emotional. And that I think, is absolutely fine. But whether it's, you know, an additional $250 million in corporate and personal income tax cuts, property tax credits for renters, those who rent their homes, exempting the first $75,000 of valuation from a primary residence, those are the ideas that we have brought forward and stood for. Now, you can say maybe it's increased state spending, maybe you can say it's a tax cut at the local level. I think the bottom line is the average homeowner in North Dakota would have felt a much deeper property tax cut if some of those ideas had made it into law.
Mac, I will say there's one positive out of this that has happened over this last fall. Measure 2 did not pass, and one of the things they were touting was that local control. I have seen a lot of people finally start showing up to the school boards, city council, and county commission meetings. We didn't have that before. People were not engaged. That's the biggest benefit I see, is people are actually finally starting to get engaged when it comes to that local control issue, which we've always had. People just haven't used it.
I think that's fantastic. And if that's what the measure did, is spur civic involvement and get people to these meetings, I think that's a fantastic byproduct of a measure that, quite frankly, I didn't vote for and I thought was flawed in the policy matter. But if that's the end result, there's definitely a silver lining. There's no question about that.
One last question, different topic, from a listener, John in Fargo, says, ask Mac if he's prepared to ask Mr. Kels for his resignation after multiple DUIs. Seems that standard only applied to Joe Miller. And you and I and Steve did have a conversation about Senator Miller previously, so I guess that's a fair question from John concerning Mr. Kelsch.
I think it is a fair question, although I think it would be unfair to Representative Kelsch for me to answer that now. I was asked on the radio program, Scott, whether I believe Senator Miller should resign. I made those comments in response to that question only after there was a determination of guilt in that case. I won't be doing anything less in Representative Kelsch's case. So it is a fair question, but it's not a fair time for me to answer it.
Just premature on the answer, sure. All right. Well, Mac, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. Good to chat with you, and we will no doubt be chatting many times in the future, getting into a legislative year next year. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, sounds good, Scott. Thanks, Steve.
All right, folks, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and what's on your mind, and also be talking about that plastic gun ban with Dr. John Lott coming up bottom of next hour. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.